boys, thank you. Howdy, friends. How are y'all? I see you guessed it. It's your old woods rider again, Jelly Elliott and the Knothead. Sitting here under the big old pine tree, and we're going to be playing some tunes for you in just a few minutes, and we want to talk to you about first one thing and another in the woods and such as alike, and we want you to relax for a spell there and just take it easy for a few minutes. We're going to get things started off here with Bob Henderson, our hoedown fiddle player, playing an old standard hoedown, a little thing called Old Joe Clark. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, boys. There it was, Old Joe Clark. You know, friends, I just had a little story here on my mind I wanted to tell you about. I wanted to tell you about a woods fire, a forest fire that I went on myself. I was there, and I saw what happened. And I just wish it was so that all of you could have seen the things that I seen out on this particular fire. Friends, this fire was raging. It was the worst fire I've ever seen. I've heard of worse fires, but this one beat anything I ever seen. There was trees there, friends, big grown trees falling in every direction. The wind was high. We had had three big crews of men and all the help we could get out there trying to slow it down and head it off. And I'm telling you, it was really panicky around there for a while. Three of the men, that nearly lost their lives in this very fire. In one case, there was a tree burned down, a grown tree, big tree, I'd say 4 foot through, burned down and hit the ground right side of two of these fellas, and they almost lost their lives. One of the men almost lost his eyesight in this very fire. All three of them went to the hospital. And I'm telling you, friends, what I saw there that day was enough to make a believer out of anybody. There was a deer running ahead of the fire. Every once in a while, you'd see deer just streaking out ahead of that fire, just running for dear life. The little ones would get scorched in the fire, and you could hear them a-blatin' and running. You could see the squirrels traveling through the top of the trees trying to get out of the way. And these fellas that almost lost their lives, friends, was caused from some careless fire being set out as to backfire. Some person got panicky and thought he was doing the right thing, and he set some fire and hemmed these fellas in between the two fires. And that's what happened. That's the point that I wanted to bring out. And that's my little sermon today, if you want to call it that. I just want to explain and tell you how important it is to know what you're doing before you go setting out fire to try to stop fire. That can be a very, very serious proposition. It can cause lots of damage. And I'm going to tell you about a scene I was on myself. I was there and seen this happen. I want to tell you about it in just a few minutes. But first, I guess we better play a tune here. And Ray Parker's going to step up here at the microphone and sing this one for you, friends. Don't just stand there.
When you feel like you're in love, don't just stand there. When you see that moon above, don't just get that gallery. When you feel like you're in love, don't just stand there. When the moon is shining bright in your Saturday night, if you're not having any fun, well then baby you're out with the wrong one. When you feel like you're in love, hold her tight.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you. That was mighty nicely done there, buddy. Friends, you know, many people use fire without knowing how, and that's the point I wanted to get over to you. I know of one case where the state lost some equipment by a man setting out what he thought was a backfire and getting this piece of equipment hemmed in between the two fires, and the men almost lost their lives. They had to jump off of the plows and the tractors and run for their life and get out of the way, and naturally lost the equipment. Well, now, that cost a lot of money. That piece of equipment cost a lot of money. That was caused from somebody getting panicky and trying to use fire and didn't know how to use fire. It's a natural instinct for anybody to protect their home or their land, but there's a right way and then there's a lots of wrong ways. I know of another case, friends, where we was called on a fire, and I went out with the boys to this fire. Well, when we got out there, the fire was, it was going pretty good. And it was headed for a man's pasture that he had just seeded down. He had an improved pasture, and it was headed for his pasture. Well, right away, the crews got in there to fight in this fire, trying to take care of it and get it headed off. And this farmer got panicky, and he got out there and was going to backfire to keep it from getting into his pasture and wound up burning up everything. Now, we couldn't do anything about it. The boys, it was just too much for him because he'd set out more fire there than we had equipment to take care of on this particular fire. So that's another case where a man got panicky and thought he was doing good when he wasn't. He burned up the whole place, burned up his pasture and all that, and he done it himself. Now, friends, you got to be careful with fire. And you go out there, call yourself backfiring and all. If you don't know how to backfire, that's a serious proposition. You can burn up half the country. And if you go out to help these forestry boys, in a lot of cases I know of volunteers going out to help these forestry boys. Well, by all means, don't go out there and go to setting backfires. If there's any backfiring to be done, you let them do that because they know what they're doing and they know where to put them and where they'll do best and they know how to take care of it. And, of course, they appreciate the help. They appreciate help any time. But the best help you can give them is to not let the fires get started. That's the best help you can give them. Friends, you can always get good advice from the farm forester. Now, you don't have to take my word alone for it, because I've got my friend up here today, Jim Langford. He's a local forester, and he's right here with me. Now, ain't I right about that, Jim?
You're right as rain, Jelly. As foresters, we're anxious and willing to help anyone who's interested in growing more and better timber. And forest fire prevention definitely is part of our job. Because, you just can't grow good timber where fires run wild. Fire kills the little trees. It slows up the growth of those not killed. And it scars them up so badly, the insects and the disease usually take over. And as you've said, Jelly, if anyone wants help or advice as to where and how to locate fire lines, I'd say the fella to call on is the local or service forester. Being prepared for that bad fire situation is good insurance. And just like any other insurance, it's good to have it before it's too late.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you a lot. Now, there, friends, is some good, solid, sound advice. And I do hope that you'll pay attention to it. Jim knows what he's talking about. He's spent a lifetime at this sort of thing, and he knows. And like he says, when fire goes through this young timber, usually burns up the biggest part of it and kills it dead. What it don't kill, it stunts the growth of it so bad that it takes years for it to get over it. And then it scars it up and leaves it badly burned, and insects come in and take over. You pay attention to what Jim Langford had to say there, friends. Well, we're going to do another tune here. We got another tune. This is a steel tune featuring Herman. Herman on his little steel guitar doing the steel guitar ramble.
I'm
Herman, thank you a lot. That was, friend, the Steel Guitar Ramble. Well, friends, we're running out of time, and we've got to shove off here. But we'll be back with you. The local announcer will let you know when. Friends, there's a little thought for the day that I'd like to leave with you right now. I want you to listen to it. Protect your land and your home beforehand, and you won't have sorrows or woes. It's the very best kind of insurance. Be prepared, as the saying goes. Hey! Well, friends, we've really enjoyed this little visit with you, and we hope that you have heard something that will interest you and you'll keep it in mind. We'll be coming your way again soon. The announcer will let you know when. And don't forget, neighbors, that this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest fires.